हरी है खांडू, हरी है खांडू, रेत मही हाथ चुनी ना जाए। God's presence is like grains of sugar in a pile of sand. God's presence is like grains of sugar in a pile of sand. An elephant cannot pick them, but a little ant knows the way. Truth, my friends, is very subtle. Be humble to seek it. Hari hai khandu ret mahi हाथ चुनी ना जाए। हरी है खांडू रेत मही हाथ चुनी ना जाए। कहे कबीर गुरु भली बुझाई, चींटी होय के खाए, चींटी होय के खाए। यू हैव टू बिकम एन एंट इन ऑर्डर टू पिक अप द ग्रेन्स ऑफ शुगर। लाली मेरे लाल की जित देखूं तित लाल। माय बिलवड्स लाइट इज स्प्रेड एवरीवेयर, माय बिलवड्स लाइट इज स्प्रेड एवरीवेयर। व्हेन आई वेंट सर्चिंग फॉर इट, आई टू बिकेम पार्ट ऑफ दैट लाइट। लाली मेरे लाल की जित देखूं तित लाल। लाली मेरे लाल की जित देखूं तित लाल। लाली देखन मैं भई मैं भी हो गई लाल, मैं भी हो गई लाल, मैं भी हो गई लाल। आई टू बिकेम पार्ट ऑफ दैट लाइट। नाउ आई एम गोइंग टू शेयर विद यू वन ऑफ द ग्रेटेस्ट पोएट्स ऑफ इंडिया, इंडीड ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, कबीर। ही लिव्ड अबाउट 500 ईयर्स अगो in the city of Varanasi, and he was a completely unlettered man. He did not know how to read and write. So all these hundreds of couplets, sakhis, which means a witness to truth, and songs that are attributed to him many times, we do not know who are they really written by him, or they have been penned by somebody else. In any case, we are fortunate that they have been collected and have been passed down to us. To this day, Kabir is sung, celebrated, loved in every part of India. And now, increasingly, every year, more than 20 festivals of Kabir are celebrated in the country. And my own wish is to make Kabir known all over the world. Now, I will give you a small introduction about him, because he's not just a poet, a pretty poet or a lovely poet. A lyrical poet. He is a great philosopher, a great sage, a great visionary. So I would like to share with you some of his vision as well, his philosophy, so that you can appreciate it a little better. Now, Kabir is wrote in Hindi, old Hindi, or he sang in Hindi, old Hindi, Braj Bhasha, near Varanasi. And over the years, 500 years, has changed much. And it is a language that has many things have been added on to it. Now, Kabir was a weaver, and still debated whether he was a Hindu or a Muslim. And again, as I will recite to you later, he says, I'm neither a Hindu nor a Muslim. And the debates about him, was he what kind of caste was he? A weaver was a low caste. And very low caste, and the Hindu hierarchy of our caste, he was not treated very well. He was a poor man and on the margins of the society, and he was unlettered. And so for a person of his standing to talk about divine insights, many pundits and many mullahs were horrified. They insulted him, and he in turn insulted them, as I will share with you soon. Because he felt that these people, many of the people who claim to be religious, are not religious. They are not religious. They exploit religion. They exploit other people. And so this is again and again his mission in his poetry, to see how to touch the core of the spirit. So So his very famous line,
Kabira khada bazaar mein, Kabira khada bazaar mein,
I stand at the crossroads of life. Kabir, I stand on the crossroads of life with a torch of, with a flame of love in my hands. Only those who dare to destroy their ego can hope to follow me.
Kabira khada bazaar mein liye lukate haath, Kabira khada bazaar mein liye lukate haath, jo ghar jalya apna wahi chalai hamare saath.
Only he who dares to set his own house on fire, only he who dares to set his own house on fire can dare to follow me. And then he says again,
Kabira yeh ghar prem ka, Kabira yeh ghar prem ka, khala ka ghar nahi.
Oh my friend, this universe is a temple of love. This universe is a temple of love. It is not a house of pleasure. Only he who let their ego go can dare to enter this house, this temple of love.
Kabira yeh ghar prem ka, khala ka ghar nahi. Kabira yeh ghar prem ka, khala ka ghar nahi. Shesh utare hathi kari, Shish utare hathi kari, so paise ghar mahi.
Only he who dares to cut his head off, his ego off, only he can dare to hope to enter this temple of love. So again,
Kabira ye ghar prem ka, khala ka ghar nahi. Kabira ye ghar prem ka,
this universe is a temple of love. It is not a house of pleasure. Only he who abandons his ego can dare to enter this temple.
Kabira ye ghar prem ka, khala ka ghar nahi. Kabira ye ghar prem ka, khala ka ghar nahi. Shish utare hathi kari, so paise ghar mahi.
Only he dares to enter this temple of love. Now I should just say a word about Deepthi's dance. That was based on a 13th century poet, Amir Khusro, a Muslim poet who was also a great Sufi poet. And he also sang in the same tradition as Kabir did. Same tradition, he sang of love. But love, not a mortal human love, love for the divine. And he's considered, Amir Khusro is one of the great poets of India. And he lived in the 13th century, and Kabir in the 15th century. And then later on, when Deepthi presents another dance to you at the end, that is a song by Surdas, who lived in the 16th century. So in India, it's quite remarkable that past is always present. That is the great tradition of India. The past, especially certain devotional poetry and certain spiritual insights, the past is always present. And so I feel great pride in some ways in sharing Kabir's poetry that was lived and goes back to 15th century. Now, at this particular evening, I wish to dedicate to my daughter. It is her birthday. Okay, so this is her 27th birthday. And she's a wonderful dancer herself, a wonderful dancer, an actor, and a writer. So this is a special tribute to her. Now there are many special images that come through in Kabir's poetry and again, images of water, images of light, and images of earth. And these are images, they are so down to earth. Kabir says his samadhi is Sahaj Samadhi. He says, I meditate with open eyes. I meditate with open ears. I meditate with open heart. And it is through this opening of my own eyes, external eyes, I open my inner eye. And when my inner eyes open, what I see outside becomes even greater. So he says,
jin dhunda tin paya, gehre pani pait.
Those who dare to dive, the pearl is deep in the water. The pearl is deep in the water. Dare to dive if you seek. The pearl is deep in the water. Dare to dive if you seek. I was a scared old woman. I just sat at the shore, empty-handed. Jina dhunda, tin paya. Jina dhunda, tin paya. Gehre pani pet. Main bori, bodandari. Rahi kinare bait. Rahi kinare bait. Rahi kinare bait. I was a scared old woman. I just sat at the shore, empty-handed. And then, as I said, his love and his notion of oneness and his love, how it extends not to a person but to the whole universe and the being that permeates the whole universe. He says, Jab main tha, tab tu nahi. When my ego was there, your face was hidden from me. There is a Sufi story. He says, a lover knocks at the door of the beloved and she says from the inside, who's there? And he says, it's me. And the door remains closed. And then a year later or so, he comes again and knocks at the door and she asks, who's there? And he says, it's you. And the door is opened. So he says, Kabir says the same thing. Jab main tha, tab tu nahi. Ab tu hai to main nahi. When my ego was there, your face was hidden from me. Now that I see you, I'm no more I. Jab main tha, tab tu nahi. Ab tu hai to main nahi. Prem gali ati sankari. This path of love is much too narrow. Two cannot walk here, only one. Jab main tha, tab tu nahi. Ab tu hai to main nahi. Prem gali ati sankari. Isma do naha samahi. Do naha samahi. This path is much too narrow. Two cannot walk here, only one. And then he says the same thing again in different ways. Tu tu karta tu bhaya. Mujh mein rahi na hoon. By calling your name, I forgot my own. Tu tu karta tu bhaya. Mujh mein rahi na hoon. Bari pheri bali gayi. Jit dekhun tit tu. When I called your name, I forgot my own. And by calling you, all my illusions are disappeared. Now all I see is you and you and you. So he says, Tu tu karta tu bhaya, mujh mein rahi na hoon. Bari pheri bali gayi, jit dekhun tit tu, jit dekhun tit tu. There is a story in a way. What's remarkable about much of Indian literature, so touched by many images that come to us from spiritual literature. The story of Heer and Ranja is a great lover story from Punjab, North India. And Heer Ranja, again, against the odds of the society, they're in love with each other. And every attempt is being made to keep them separate. But Heer is madly in love with Ranja. And so, Ranja, Ranja kardi, main bhi Ranja hoi. He says, I'm calling his name, I too became Ranja. Don't call me Heer anymore, call me Ranja. You see, she became a Ranja. And so you see how the same symbols run in everyday life. You know? Then, this whole idea, what is this lover, what is this beloved that Kabir so writes about and talks about and invokes? He said, Priyatam ko patiyan likhun. Priyatam ko patiyan likhun. Jo koi hoye videsh. He says, I'll write letters to my beloved as though she lived in another land. I write letters to my beloved as though she lived in another land. How I forget that she lives here, in my eyes, in my heart, receiving messages of my love at all times. Priyatam ko patiyan likhun. Priyatam ko patiyan likhun. Jo koi hoye videsh. As though I write letters to her, as though she lived in another land. Priyatam ko patiyan likhun. Jo koi hoye videsh. मन में तन में नैनन में ताको कहा संदेश. She is receiving messages of my love at all times. And then he says, Jin pavan bhui phire. He says, some lover, people to find him, wander all over the earth. But when I met my lover, my own backyard became the whole universe.
Jin pavan bhui bhui phire, ghume desh videsh.
Just to find him, you wander all over the earth. And Kabir says, because he lived in Varanasi, which is the holy city of India, and people, millions of people come there for holy dip, and he made fun of them. He says, your lover is not to be found in places of pilgrimage. You have to take a dip in your own being. So
jin pavan bhui bhui phire.
So to find him, people wander all over the earth. But when you find him, when I found him, my own backyard became the whole universe.
Jin pavan bhui bhui phire, ghume desh videsh. Piya milan jab hoya. Angan bhaya videsh,
my own backyard became the whole universe. Excuse me. I can't see you. That's not a very good deal. this one, very beautiful one. It invokes the whole notion of what is consciousness, what is dream, what is a wakeful state.
से सपने में साई मिले, सपने में साई मिले, सोबत लिया जगाए.
In a dream at night, I saw the face of my beloved.
सपने में साई मिले, सोबत लिया जगाए.
In a dream at night, I saw the face of my beloved, and she woke me from my slumber. She woke me from my slumber. Now I'm so afraid to open my eyes. If it were only a dream.
Sapne mein saai mile, sapne mein saai mile, sovat liya jagaye, aankh na kholun dar pata, kahin sapna na ho jaye.
Now I'm so afraid to open my eyes, lest it were only a dream. These ones, very sensuous, very erotic almost, because he speaks of his lover, beloved, even though it's a divine lover, but it makes it appear as a very earthly lover. He says,
Nainana ki karun kothari,
I'll make my eyes into a bridal chamber. I'll make my eyes into a bridal chamber. In the pupil of my eye, I'll lay the bridal bed. I'll use my eyelashes like silken curtains. And there, I'll endear my lover.
Nainana ki karun kothari, nainana ki karun kothari, putli plang bichhaun, palakan ki chikdari ke, पलकन की चिकडारी के, पिया को लेऊं रिझाऊं, पिया को लेऊं रिझाऊं.
I'll use my eyelashes like silken curtain, and there I'll endear my lover. And then again, this very personal relationship with the divine.
He say, Nainana yantara avatu,
oh my love, oh my beloved, come into my eyes. And the moment you come, I'll close my eyelids. So you won't look at another, and I will look only at you.
Nainana yantara avatu, nainana yantara avatu, tehu naina chapehu, nainana yantara avatu, tehu naina chapehu, na main dekhu kisi aur ko, na tujhe dekhan dehu. ना तुझे देखन दे हूं, आई विल लुक ओनली एट यू एंड आई वुड नॉट लेट यू लुक एट अनदर. एंड देन ही सेज लिखा लिखी की है नहीं, अरे देखा देखी की बात. ही सेज आई डू नॉट कोट फ्रॉम द बुक्स, आई से ओनली व्हाट आई हैव सीन विद माय ओन आईज. Real scientific experience, if you like, real experience of the soul, of the heart. He says, I do not quote from the books, I say only what I've seen with my own eyes. And then he says, when the bride is in the arms of the lover, who gives a damn about the wedding party? So he says, likha likhi ki hai nahi, likha likhi ki hai nahi, अरे देखा देखी की बात. लिखा लिखी की है नहीं, अरे देखा देखी की बात. दुल्हा को दुल्हन मिल गयो, फीकी पड़ी बारात, फीकी पड़ी बारात. When the bride is in the arms of her lover, who gives a damn about the wedding party? The wedding party is just for fun. The real union is between the bride and the groom. So कहता है, लिखा लिखी की है नहीं, आई डू नॉट कोट फ्रॉम द बुक्स, आई से ओनली व्हाट आई हैव सीन विद माय ओन आईज. लिखा लिखी की है नहीं, अरे देखा देखी की बात. दुल्हा को दुल्हन मिली गयो, फीकी पड़ी बारात. There is a remarkable line in one of the books of Sri Aurobindo, which I came across very recently, about bhakti yoga. What is this lover of the divine? And I wish to share it with you, very beautifully written. He says, love and ananda, the bliss. He says, love and bliss are the last word of being, the secret of secrets, the mystery of mysteries. There is nothing which is beyond the reach of lover of God, or denied to him, for he is the favorite of the divine lover and the self of the beloved. This is from his book, Synthesis of Yoga, Mystery of Love. Now, again, as I said to you, the Brahmins and the Mullahs were very upset with him because he provoked them to speak from the heart, from the soul, and they would often quote from the books, from the scriptures. He says, "Main kehta aankhon ki dekhi." He says, "I say only what I have seen with my own eyes. I say only what I have seen with my own eyes." Oh, Pandit, you keep quoting the scriptures. I say only what I've seen with my own eyes. Oh, Pandit, you keep quoting the scriptures. I say in order to untangle the mystery, but you keep tying it to knots. Oh, Pandit, how can our paths cross? So he says, main kehta aankhon ki dekhi, main kehta aankhon ki dekhi, tu kehta pothi ki lekhi. You keep quoting the scriptures. Main kehta aankhon ki dekhi, tu kehta pothi ki lekhi, main kehta sirja banhari. I speak to untangle the mystery. Main kehta sirja banhari, tu rakhe urjhao re, rujhai re, rujhai re. You keep tying it in knots. How can our paths cross? And then, as I said, there are many allusions to water. And here I'll share with you some absolutely beautiful ones. There are three of them. He says, I went searching for my lover everywhere, but I didn't find him. Because when a drop becomes part of the ocean, who can say what is what? And then he says the second thing, I went searching for him everywhere, but I did not find him. Why? Because when the ocean becomes part of the drop, who can say what is what?
And then he says how a drop becomes part of the ocean that everybody can understand. But how the ocean is contained in the drop, that only a rare man can comprehend. So there are three of them here.
Herat, herat, he sakhi. Herat, herat, he sakhi. Raha kabir hirai.
They searched for him everywhere.
Herat, herat, he sakhi. Raha kabir hirai. Bunda samana samadame. Abkat heri jai.
When the drop is submerged in the ocean, who can say what is what?
Herat, herat, he sakhi. Raha kabir hirai. Samad samana bunda me. Abkat hera jai.
When the ocean is contained, the drop, who can say what is what? And then the third one, he says,
Bunda samana samad me. Bunda samana samad me. Jana sab koi.
How a drop becomes part of the ocean that everybody can understand. But how the ocean becomes part of the drop, that only a rare man can comprehend.
Bunda samana samad me. Jana sab koi. Bunda samana samad me. Jana sab koi. Samad samana bund me. Are bujhe birla koi. Are bujhe birla koi.
Only a rare man can comprehend. And then this one. He says, I am like a pitcher of clay floating in the great consciousness of ocean. In the great ocean of consciousness. I am like a pitcher of clay floating in the great ocean of consciousness. Suddenly, with the touch of the master, this pitcher is broken. What is inside? What is outside? It is all one.
Kumbh mein jal hai. Kumbh mein jal hai. Jal mein kumbh. Bahir bhitar pani.
There's water inside me. There's water outside me. Suddenly, this picture is broken.
Kumbh mein jal hai. Jal mein kumbh. Bahir bhitar pani. Phuta kumbh.
This picture is broken.
Phuta kumbh. Jal jal hi samana. Yeh tat kahe gyani.
Now what is inside? What is outside? It is all one. This one is an allusion to how is a pearl formed in the ocean. There is an Indian myth which says there is a special drop that falls in the mouth of the oyster under a special configuration of the stars, and only that drop becomes a pearl. And so he says, Kabir says, I am waiting. I am like an oyster in the ocean, but I'm thirsty. Even though I'm surrounded by water, I'm thirsty. Why? Because I'm waiting for that particular drop that will become a pearl.
Kabira sip samand ki. Kabira sip samand ki. Rathe pyaas pyaas.
If this oyster is in the ocean and yet is thirsty.
Kabira sip samand ki ratahe pyaas pyaas. Samadhi tinka bari ginai swati bund ki aas.
It is waiting for that particular drop that will become a pearl, and all else is of no use.
Kabira sip samand ki ratahe pyaas pyaas. Samadhi tinka bari ginai swati bund ki aas.
Then, as I said to you, Kabir was completely unlettered. And the pundits and all the other people of scriptures and books, they made fun of him. And he said,
Pothi pad pad jagmua, pandit bhaya na koe.
He says, there is many a man who has read all the books. He says, there is many a man who has read all the books, but rarely is there a man of knowledge. There is many a man who has read all the books, but rarely is there a man of knowledge. To be a man of knowledge, one needs to read only one word, and that word is love. This is very famous. This is very often quoted by so many people all over the country in all kinds of contexts. He says, Pothi pad pad jagmua, pandit bhaya na koe. He says, many a person who's read all the books, but who's a man of knowledge?
Pothi pad pad jagmua, pandit bhaya na koe, dhai akar prem ka.
Only one who's read only one word, and that word is love, he alone is the man of knowledge. And this one of the great pieces of poetry, and I just caution you here, tell you here, this, he uses the two words several times with different meaning. And the word is manka, which means something belonging to the heart. And it also means the beads in a rosary. And then there is another word called pir, which means moving. And then it also means something that is turning. So listen to this one. Very beautiful. A great example of great poet.
Manaka pherat yug bhaya. Manaka pherat yug bhaya. Gyan manaka pher. Karaka manaka chandike. Manaka manaka pher.
He says, for years you have been moving the beads in your hand. For years you have been moving the beads in your hand, yet nothing has changed in your heart. Oh, my friend, leave aside the beads. Open your hands. Let the heart turn.
Man ka pherat yug bhaya, gaya na man ka pher.
Nothing has moved in your heart.
Man ka pherat yug bhaya, gaya na man ka pher. Kar ka man ka chandi ke. Manaka, manaka, phir.
Leave aside the beads in your hand. Open your hands. Let the heart turn. One of the most famous and known pieces of couplets of Kabir. And this one, again, very beautiful.
Karme to mala phirai.
He says, the beads, you see, you move the beads in your hand, and the tongue moves in your mouth, and your mind wanders all over the earth. He says, my friend, don't fool yourself. This is no way to remember your beloved.
Karme tu mala phirai. Karme tu mala phirai. Jeev phirai mukh mahi. Manva tu chahu dishi phirai.
Your mind wanders all over the earth.
Karme tu mala phirai. Jeev phirai mukh mahi. Manva tu chahu dishi phirai. Are yeh to sumar nahi.
This is no way to remember your beloved. Now, then, as in Indian Hindu tradition, Indian tradition, there's great respect for the guru, the teacher. We don't know who his guru was, and sometimes some references there, he may have a guru, but many times he says, the whole universe is my guru. Everything teaches me. I am a student all my life.
Says, Guru Kumhar Shishakumbhe.
He says, a guru is like a potter. A guru is like a potter, and the student is like a pot. See how he beats from the outside, but he spouts from the inside, so a beautiful pot can be created.
Guru Kumhar Shishakumbhe, Gadi Gadi Kaadhe Khot. Guru Kumhar Shishakumbh hai, Gadi Gadi Kaadhe Khot. Antar Hath Sahar De, Bahir Mare Chot.
He beats from the outside, but he spouts from the inside, so a beautiful pot can be created. Then he says, this is again,
Guru Gobind Dono Khade.
My teacher and my master, God, stand before me. My teacher and my master both stand here before me. Who shall I bow first? What is the real etiquette? What is the real etiquette? He says, my teacher and my God, my master, stand here before me. Who shall I bow first? He says, bow before the teacher. Bow before the teacher first, because it is he who has opened door to the master.
So, Guru Gobind Dono Khade, Kaake Lagu Paaye. Guru Gobind Dono Khade, Kaake Lagu Paaye. Balihari Us Guru Ki, Jo Gobind Deo Dikhaye. जो गोविंद देव दिखाए.
Now, this one. He says, jantra mantra sab jhoot hain. He says, all these rituals and miracles are a lie. All these rituals, and you see so many rituals in Varanasi and other places of worship. He says, all these miracles and rituals are a lie, adding illusion to illusion. Without, he says, truth is integral. Without comprehending its essence, and by merely imitating its sounds, a crow does not become a swan. So by just sound creating sounds, a crow does not become a swan. Say, jantra mantra sab jhoot hai. Jantra mantra sab jhoot hai. He says, all these rituals and miracles are a lie, just adding illusion to illusion. Sar shabd jantra mantra sab jhoot hai. Mati bharmo sab koi. Sar shabd jane bina. Kaga hans na hoi. Kaga hans na hoi. Now this one is very provocative against the Muslims, and then you will hear against the Hindus as well. He says, look at it. He says, look at it. They have piled stones and sand and made into a mosque. And there on the top, on the minaret, the mullah shouts the name of God. Do you think God is deaf? He says, kankar pathar jodi ke. कंकर पाथर जोड़ी के मस्जिद लई चुनाए. कंकर पाथर जोड़ी के मस्जिद लई चुनाए. ता चढ़िया मुल्ला बांग दे क्या बहरा हुआ खुदाए. इज गॉड डेफ? व्हाई डू हैव टू शाउट हिज नेम? कंकर पाथर जोड़ी के. एंड देन ही एड्रेसेस द हिंदूज. एज यू नो, सम ऑफ यू हैव विजिटेड वाराणसी एंड अदर प्लेसेस इन इंडिया, एंड you see many people try to, they shave their heads, or some grow beards and grow long hair, or many kinds of things. So he is addressing those who shave their head. He says, if by shaving your head you could see the face of God, how easy it would be. If by shaving your head you could see the face of God, how easy it would be. Look at a sheep, how often it is shorn and how far from God it is. से मुंड मुंडाए हरी मिलाए. मुंड मुंडाए हरी मिलाए. अरे सबको ही ले मुंडाए. एवरीबडी कैन शेव देयर हेड्स, बिग डील. मुंड मुंडाए हरी मिलाए तो सबको ही ले मुंडाए. बार बार के मुंडते भेड़ ना बेकुंठ जाए. But you see how often a sheep is shorn and how far from heaven it is. Now, here, I should tell you, as I said, he was always debating about whether he's a Hindu or Muslim, and both communities, their orthodoxies harassed him in his lifetime. But towards the end of his life, they begin to see that he's a special man of special light. And it is said that when he died, they were, both communities were fighting over his dead body. The Hindus were fighting. They said, we want to cremate him because he's a Hindu. And the Muslims said, we must bury him because he's a Muslim. So they were fighting over his body. The legend has it that when they removed the shroud, there was no body, only a heap of flowers. And so they divided it. And so half of the flowers were buried and half were cremated. And if you go to Varanasi today, just about 100 meters apart, there are two places. One where he's worshipped by the Muslims, another place where he's worshipped by the Hindus. And both say he was buried here and he was cremated here. So he says, Hindu to main hu nahi. I'm not a Hindu, he says. Hindu to main hu nahi, Musalman bhi nahi. I'm neither a Hindu nor a Muslim. Hindu to main hu nahi, Musalman bhi nahi. Panch tatva ka putla. Panch tatva ka putla, jaivat khelat mahi. I'm made of five elements, and the spirit plays its game of joy and suffering to all its entire leela. Hindu to main hu nahi, Musalman bhi nahi. Panch tatva ka putla,
खेलत भेलत माही.
Got to finish it soon. Yeah, as I said, he was treated like an untouchable, achut, in his own time. The weavers were considered the lowest, the low caste, and he was treated very badly, as others were. So he's made fun of them. He says, ek bund ek malamutra, ek cham ek guda. He says, one flesh, one body, one breath that flows in all beings. One flesh, one body, one breath that flows in all beings. From one light, all has come to be. Who is a Brahmin? Who is an untouchable? Ek bund, ek malmutra, ek cham, ek guda, ek jyot se sab yutpan. Kaun Brahmin? Are kaun suda? Who is a Brahmin? Who is an untouchable? These are all illusions of your own mind. Then Kabir is worshipped and adored by the Sikhs as well. In the Guru Granth Sahib, the holy book of the Sikhs, there are hundreds of songs of Kabir. And he's adored. He's Kabir Bhagat. He's a great devotee. He's great good. Now he's worshipped by the Sufis and the Hindus and the Muslims. And even the Christians sometimes claim him to be one of theirs. So everywhere. I was in a black church in Mississippi a few months ago. And I recited Kabir there. And three people stood up at the end. He says, Professor, we feel Kabir is our prophet. So he says, and this one, very beautiful. He says, Abli Allah Nuro Paya, Kudrati ke sab bande. The meek and the wicked are all children of the same creator. The meek and the wicked are all children of the same creator. Oh brother, listen, from one light all has come to be. Good or bad, these are all phantoms of your own mind. Abli Allah Nuro Paya, Kudrati ke sab bande. Abli Allah Nuro Paya, Kudrati ke sab bande. Ek noor se sab jag upja, are kaun bhale au ko mande. From one light all has come to be. Who is good? Who is bad? These are all phantoms of your own mind. Beyond good and evil. So here we'll conclude this very beautiful Kabir's ultimate sense of like a great Upanishadic sage is speaking as a complete fulfillment. He said, Kabira Hariras Yupiya, Kabira Hariras Yupiya, Bakir Hina Thak. So imbued am I with the love of God that all my doubts are gone forever. Kabira Hari Ras Yupiya, Baki Rahi Na Thak, Paka Kalash Kumhar Ka, Chadhya Na Duji Bar. He says a potter's bowl, once baked in the fire, is not put on the wheel again. You put on the wheel of life, wheel of life after life. He says, I'm baked. I'm beyond any tinkering of the wheel. He says, Kabira Hari Ras Yupiya, I am so imbued with the love of God that all my doubts are gone forever. A potter's bowl, once baked in the fire, is not turned on the wheel again. Kabira Hari Ras Yupiya, Baki Rahi Na Thak, Kabira Hari Ras Yupiya, Baki Rahi Na Thak, Paka Kalash Kumhar Ka, Chadhya Na Duji Bar, Chadhya Na Duji Bar, Chadhya Na Duji Bar. Once baked in the fire, it's not put on the wheel again. So I'm going to finish here. Thank you. And we will have Deepthi again present another dance to you. This dance is based on a song by Surdas, who was a 16th century great poet of India. He was blind. It's remarkable how many people in India who were from the lower caste, who were at the margins of the society, and yet they contributed so extraordinarily to the divine knowledge and divine literature. And Surdas is one of them. Surdas sings of Krishna. some of you do know, I'm sure, Krishna is the center of adoration by Meera, by Chaitanya in Bengal, and Surdas, and say so much of Krishna's life is then described in songs and sound, poetry and in dance. But in Kabir, I should mention to you, Kabir speaks the word Ram, but he says my Ram is not the Ram of Ramayana. He's not the son of Dashrath. He's not the husband of Sita. He's everywhere. He's not a person. So he says Rupa, Arupa, Sarupa. He has a form, but he has no form, and he has all the forms. That is his great philosophy. I wish we had more time to talk about his philosophy, because that is what makes him so extraordinary. Rupa, Arupa, Sarupa. He says he has a form. My lover has a form, and he has no form, and he has all the forms.